Well, good morning, everybody. You know, there's the tradition of the Epiphany proclamation right after the gospel on this feast day, so I know you wait for it all year. Here it comes. Know, dear brethren, that as we have rejoiced in the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by a leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 14th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 31st day of March, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 9th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 19th day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 2nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the first day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And so there you have it, everybody. We will have Lent starting on Valentine's Day this year, and then we have a very early Easter. It is unusual to have an Easter in March, but we get it this year, and so be ready. Anyways, let's talk about the Epiphany. That's what we celebrate today. And you know, when I've thought always in my past about Epiphany, I always think about the wise men, you know, and the gifts that they are bringing to the Lord. And that's important to consider. You know, each of the gifts is symbolic of something, and you know, the Melchior's gold is symbolic of his material things, and then Caspar's incense is symbolic of worship, and then Balthazar's myrrh is symbolic of, like, we just offer our whole bodies, everything to the Lord. But it's important to think about our gifts to the Lord and the wise men's gifts to the Lord. But today, like, this first reading really hit me a few days ago when I was in adoration. And I was in adoration right here. I had the monstrance up here. There were just a few of us in here late one night, a few nights ago. And I was praying over Isaiah 60, and I didn't even know that was going to be the gospel or the first reading today. But listen to what it says. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, people of God, because the light is coming to you. You will be radiant at what you see. Your heart will throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, and the wealth of the nations brought to you. And it's like, that's what maybe Epiphany is all about, is less about our gifts to the Lord, as important as they are, but it is ultimately about the gifts that Jesus gives in bringing heaven to us. Jesus, right here in Bethlehem, but right here at the altar, at every single Mass around the world, brings down the riches of heaven, the wealth of heaven, here. And he says, here you go. It's yours. And we do our part. The wise men had to travel through hundreds and miles of deserts and probably thousands. And there were more than three of them, by the way. There were probably more. And there were entourages that were with them. We do our part in coming to the Lord. But then here, he gives us everything. And we will be radiant at what we see. Our hearts should throb and overflow. I hope that's happened to everybody here. And that happens often. That our hearts just like are exploding at how good is God. And how blessed are we. How many graces God has bestowed on us and bestows on us all of the time. Our hearts should overflow. Because we're not giving God riches. He's giving us the riches of heaven. Especially in the sacraments, especially in the Most Holy Eucharist, he says, here you go. Here is heaven. And that's what it's about. Now, the word epiphany means manifestation. And so ultimately what we have going on at Bethlehem and this, you know, the three kings, you know, is that the Lord is manifesting his splendor to all the nations. The kings are they didn't come from the same country. They came from different parts. And it's symbolic of the fact that Jesus Christ came for all the Gentiles. The word Gentile means nations. That the Lord Jesus Christ comes and says to the whole bloody world, every nation here, here is heaven. I give it to you. Here is heaven. And all the nations represented by the three kings, here it is. It is yours. And that this epiphany, this manifestation of the splendor of God. Did you catch all of the language of light in our first reading? Splendor and light and shining and radiance and the shining radiance, the glory reveal. That all of this, like, that what we have going on at the epiphany, what we have going on at every Mass, what we have going is that the splendor of God is made clear to us and we can see him. Now, here's the cool thing. And yesterday I did my 570th baptism. I love baptizing. And it was my first one that was total immersion. It was a little baby. And I did it at St. Mary's in Greensburg, which is where it's Eliza Harker, who teaches fourth grade at our school here. Anyway, they got married there. And so this was their second kid. And she said, I remember about 2 years ago, I preached on full immersion baptism. And her husband was here. He's like, I want that. And so anyways, they have a huge baptismal font there. And so the baby is pretty much buck naked. And I go, baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's so cool. And then the kid gets the light. Because remember, Jesus says, I am the light. But then he turns it around and says, you are the light. Because the divine life is communicated to us at our baptism. And it is reinforced in our participation in the sacramental life of the church. And so that child yesterday became Christ, entered into the divine life. I'm reading this book right now. It's called Fire of Mercy, Heart of the Word. Listen to this. This will rock your world. In saying that the disciples are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Christ is describing the critical character of the Christian vocation. Either the Christian heightens the quality of human life and makes it more palatable, more delightful, more beautiful, more nourishing, or he has no reason for being. The disciple himself, listen to this one, the disciple himself is responsible if the world around him remains crotchety and crouching in lethargy and untransformed, because Christ has communicated to the Christian his own substance, the salt and light of divinity. Do you see what this means? This means that every time that we are truly living our call of the Lord, when we are truly being salt and light for the world, there is in some sense an epiphany that happens every time somebody comes into contact with us. If we're truly living it, when they come into contact with us, they're coming into contact with Jesus. And there's such that every moment can be an encounter with Jesus. That there can be an epiphany going on every time somebody encounters us. And that if the world around us, our schools, if you're a student, our workplaces, our homes, our friend circles, if they remain in lethargy and crouchety and negative and untransformed, it's our fault. Because we're not living the life right. We're not living the light. We're not living what is communicated to us, what is given to us in the sacramental life of the Holy Church. But when we live it right, not us, but Jesus through us transforms people. Brings light to people, brings joy to people, brings delight to people, brings nourishment to people. And maybe that's what the Epiphany is ultimately about, that we get to be Jesus because by means of the sacraments, we are in him and he in us. And that is what a gift. What a gift. And so let us ask our Lord that everybody who comes into contact with us, who has an encounter with us, will have a true encounter with Jesus Christ and be transformed and ultimately saved. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.